This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. It's the Saturday edition of the program, and the toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. So anything goes on this program coming up. Shutdown time for at least one government here in the United States of America. That's always good news for me, but maybe not so good depending on certain circumstances. We'll get into the details if we get a chance, but your calls are what the show is about. So let's go to the phones and to the fun, where Fred is in Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys. Hear me okay?
Fred, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a relatively new listener to Free Talk Live, and I have heard some snippets in the past in reference to Mark's murder conviction that happened several years ago.
Yep.
And I was wondering if Mark was opposed to discussing that further and perhaps laying out a few more details to someone like me or anyone else that might be interested in more detailed information.
Well, the problem with that is that the legislators here in the nation, different states have decided that the Son of Sam laws, they don't want people to benefit from the stories of things that they've been convicted from. That's why O.J. Simpson wrote a book, If I Really Killed Nicole Brown Simpson. So I can't say anything that happened.
You can't. I thought, but haven't you said
No.
That you didn't do it before?
Well, I can say that I did not kill anyone, but
unlike O.J., you
I cannot tell circumstances.
You actually probably didn't kill somebody though, unlike O.J.
Well, I don't know. I mean, O.J. was found not guilty by a jury of his peers. What can I say? I can tell you he's going to be convicted. He's going to be sentenced for that here shortly in Nevada, though.
Well, wasn't he found guilty in the civil case?
He was found guilty of the wrongful death.
Okay. So what can you say, Mark?
I can say that, I can't give circumstances as to what happened. I can basically...
Can I?
No, because it's my show. I'd be benefiting from the story.
Wow.
I would have to do some kind of interview in some other forum where...
May I interject a question?
Sure.
If I ask a specific question, can you... see if you can answer it.
Sure, ask a question. I'll see if I can answer it.
Okay. What were you convicted of?
Second-degree murder.
Okay. And what was your sentence originally?
25 years.
Okay. And I'm not familiar with the laws in Florida. This is in Florida, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And you were released prior to 25 years, obviously.
Yeah, I did 8 years, 7 months.
Okay, and when you were released, was it considered a parole, or what do they call it in Florida?
It was, I had no supervision after that. I was released through basically good time. I never got any kind of trouble, and this is a state where you can lose game time for not making your bed in the morning or, not standing in line and looking straight ahead. I mean, all kinds of things. I never got any kind of trouble.
You were doing work release, too, for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so after 8-plus years, then you were considered as completed your sentence?
Yes, my sentence is complete.
And you had nothing else? You didn't have to check in with anybody? You had paid your debt as far as the state of Florida was concerned?
That's correct. There was a mistake, and I did basically seven days on probation afterwards, but they found out that I didn't need to do it.
Okay.
You know what I would suggest that you do, Fred, is head over to the Free Talk Live Wiki. I know that there's some level of information there. I don't know
There's some newspaper stories and stuff like
that. Yeah, I don't know how accurate it is.
It's not great stuff. I don't look like a hero, because I'm certainly not.
No, you were in the wrong place with the
wrong
crowd.
Stuff.
With the wrong crowd at the wrong time. And really,
if I would have cooperated with the police, I wouldn't have gone to prison. I mean, that's the long and the short of it.
What would it have taken, Mark, to get you in your life? I mean, looking back, you were 18 at the time.
17.
Where would you have been in life if something had changed? I remember you'd said something in the past about had you not done X, you would have never ended up in that situation. What brought you into that dangerous situation in the first place? Is that too much information?
I don't know specifically. I mean, that's how life goes. I mean, you make all these decisions and then you end up where you are. But if I
was there some sort of religious thing where you were kind of backlashing against organized religion?
Well, I mean, I was speculating. People always are concerned, it seems, with atheists and. I'm not an atheist now. I'm a Quaker. But at the time, I considered myself an atheist. And people are always concerned because they don't
have
any...
Were you a commie, too, at the time?
Yes, I was, too.
Anarcho-commie?
Anarcho-communist. people are always concerned that, well, we can't not have religion because people will do bad things. But I think that, in fact, it was the religion and the silly stories that I was told in Sunday school and while growing up going to Christian school and that kind of thing. And, you know, just how dumb they are. You know, Balaam and his talking ass, Noah and his magic ark that transported all these animals around the world for an entire year. While
the guy in the whale, what about that one?
Jonah swallowed in the belly of a whale for 3 years. You know, this crap that we tell our children, and we swear it's true. And then they, you know, I just couldn't accept it. And I'm like, well, obviously, if the religion I was taught was wrong, then there must be no God.
And that led you down kind of a destructive
path. Yeah, I think it did.
So I hope that gives you a little bit of...
people not to tell their kids dumb stories.
I hope that gives you a little bit of perspective as to the kind of person Mark was back then. Fred, does that help at all?
Yeah, it does. If I could just ask a quick question. Mark, I think you just said that... if you had cooperated with the police, you probably would not have gotten jail time.
I suspect that's so, yeah.
Okay, and can you explain that a little bit, or is that something you can't talk about?
Sure. I mean, I didn't kill anybody, remember? If in the state of Florida and most states, all you really have to do is be present to be convicted of felony one murder. It's this lever that they can use in order to get people to testify against people that they wouldn't otherwise want to testify against. And I should have. That's my opinion.
You were protecting what you thought was your buddy.
Right. I was protecting a bad person, and I shouldn't have. And by the time I was ready to talk about him, I'd told lies, and the police didn't want to talk to me. And I understand why they wouldn't.
We can talk about what happened to him, right? Like afterwards, the fact that he ended up getting shot to death?
Well, he was convicted again. He went to prison again for
a long stretch
of years. I think the police really twisted him, man. And then after that, he was shot and killed. You know, I don't know what the circumstances are.
So the actual murderer ended up getting killed himself within the last year.
Died by the sword.
Yeah.
I find that somewhat ironic, considering the fact that I think I've heard both of you say on numerous occasions that you don't recommend people cooperate or talk to the police because nothing ever good comes of it.
Now, that's pretty much Ian that says things like that. I mean, I think that you can deal with police are human and you can deal with them on a human basis, humane basis. I think that there are times when it's probably best not to talk to the police, but.
No, I agree with you.
Generally when I say that, I am talking about in a case where you haven't been in the room where someone has been murdered necessarily, where for instance, you know, the police might be fishing on a drug fishing expedition or just trying to roust up some people to arrest on some nonsensical crap. And it does seem like the more people talk to the police, the more likely the police are to arrest them. And I'm just talking about people in normal circumstances where a murder hasn't been committed. I don't have any problem with assisting in the capturing of actual violent people who have done real harm to others.
And then another piece of advice for the attorneys out there is, if I would have told my attorney the truth about what happened, the God's honest truth, I wouldn't have gone to prison either, because he would have handled the
situation.
You didn't
even tell him, huh?
I was scared and lying. That's what I was doing. I managed to lie my way out of every situation up to that point. I got scared.
You had it.
I lied, and I went to prison for 8 years and 7 months.
So does that help, Fred?
It does help, and just one more quick question. Then.
Sure.
So then you initially lied to the police one question, and then you also weren't truthful with your attorney throughout part of the process as well?
That's correct.
Okay. And my advice as a law enforcement professional is that you should never speak to the police without consulting an attorney. So I don't fault you for not cooperating with the police, even though you were at the site of a murder. I would have got an attorney first.
Yeah, you probably would have been better off not answering any of their questions, right, Mark?
That much is true. If they would have allowed me to have my attorney when I asked for it, I probably would have been in okay shape. But I think in this circumstance, in retrospect, you don't have that when you're dealing. I think in this particular case, all the police wanted from me was information.
Also, as an additional point, would that situation have ever happened had cocaine been legal?
Yeah, if the drug war wasn't on, you know, full bore, it never would have occurred.
Thank you for the call tonight,
Fred.
That
man would have been alive today.
Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Maybe the murderer would be alive today, too. Who knows?
War has a lot of victims.
You can bring up anything. This is the Saturday edition of the program. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
As you already know, drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday edition of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And those features include the live streams. You can go and enjoy a broadband version of the show, even a dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.com. www.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active for freedom, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org as we continue taking your calls about anything. Let's go to Rob in California. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, I'm a first-time, real new to this Free Talk Radio because the first time I had my eyes Jones and they told me to call his number. You know, it came in Genesis. I'm like, wow.
Okay, I'm not really sure what you're trying to say, but what was your point tonight?
Oh, point. Well, it has to be the way this country is right now about why do people think that Obama? Because I'm African American. Why do people think that Obama's going to help the economy? If basically the economy, he doesn't really, his part of the president in the economy.
I couldn't quite make out the rest of your question. Why do people think Obama's going to help out the economy when basically what?
He doesn't play a big part. The president doesn't play a big part.
Excellent, excellent question, and I thank you for the call tonight here. Basically,
you know, I heard an analogy once that said that the president controlling the economy is kind of like the bull rider controlling the bull.
That's great.
It's really accurate. The economy does what the economy does. I think that probably the chairman of the Federal Reserve has a far bigger role, and that things done in the past have effects in the future. I think that you can go YouTube Ben Bernanke and see some quotes about how he said there is no real estate bubble. The fundamentals are fine in the real estate market. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he was saying there will be no bubble, there will be no crash, there will be no correction in the market. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lying or he's either lying or dumb, and I don't know which. But I think that Alan Greenspan's policies are what we're dealing with today. And I used to think Alan Greenspan was just the greatest guy in the world. Why? Because, while he was in, he was doing a great job of, keeping the economy rolling and printing money.
He wasn't keeping the economy rolling. There you go, sort of pigeonholing.
He was printing money, and that elasticity in the market will cause people to borrow more money and spend beyond their means, and that makes the economy
They're still
stable.
Printing money today. How is that different from what's going on today?
Because you had a correction. There was, prices were getting too high. Real estate wasn't worth what they were getting for real estate.
So what you're saying is that, so you're saying you thought Alan Greenspan was a good guy.
You can borrow from Peter to pay Paul, but at some point or another, Peter's going to come back for his money. And right. Peter's here. And Peter wants his money.
And so it doesn't have really anything to do with who the head of the U.S. government is at the time, really. It has more to do with a variety of economic factors. Of course, the Federal Reserve is the entity that does print the fiat dollar, the legal tender in this country, and that's a big problem. And that's where a lot of these issues come from. Back in in the crash of 1929, it was because of the Federal Reserve meddling with the
At that time, it was fractional reserve banking that did it, and there's certainly a lot of factors involved. But
Federal Reserve grants approval for because all of the banks basically are sort of
banks
tentacles.
Franchises.
They're tentacles, if you will, of the Federal Reserve. So there's a lot in play when it comes to the health of the economy, and of course there's also the economy itself, which is trillions of individual decisions being made at any given moment that makes all kinds of things happen.
Right, and do you really want the people that run the businesses, the banks, and that's what the Federal Reserve is it's a group of member banks. Do you want them in charge of how much money is printed and the value of the stuff in the economy?
What
because
I want
these people, I mean, what would you do? Listening to the radio right now, What would you do if you had a printing press and could make as many free dollars as you wanted?
And no one called you on it?
Right. I mean, because that's what they're doing. There's a printing press in Washington, D.C. The Federal Reserve makes as much money as it wants. And they don't even have to use paper. They just enter it into computers now.
You want to talk about damaging the economy. That's how it's done first
it's
and foremost.
It's just too easy.
In the absence.
Yes, they should do the right thing. They should print the right amount of money to keep the economy rolling. But it's too tempting. And nobody knows. You can't read the mind. The American people. That's why we have these crashes. If you don't want a boom and bust cycle, the only way is for money to be of value.
It should be market-based currency that is available on a competing basis where you can choose what is the best currency for your needs.
Right. The government doesn't belong in the money business.
No, they don't.
It didn't used to be in the money business, and then they just came along and started doing it. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you have all the guns, you can force people to take whatever form of currency.
That's what legal tender is.
Right.
When you see legal tender written on the dollar bill, the Federal Reserve notes, that's what that means, that people in America in the geopolitical designation known as the United States must take that in return for debts and that sort of thing.
Sure, and people have no education on what real money is.
Nope, they don't teach this in high school.
But if you got rid of, Federal Reserve notes, and I can tell you within a very short period of time, people would start using things of value like gold and silver coins.
Well, yeah, but you have to get rid of the federal government, I think, in order to get rid of the Federal Reserve, because the federal government has violently stopped the best competition to the Federal Reserve. The Liberty Dollar was raided back in November of 2007 by the FBI for some nonsense where they were trying to claim that the Liberty Dollar was attempting to pass off their silver, real 100% silver pieces, or 0.999 fine, whatever, their real silver as federal money. It was night and day.
As
the difference.
They're counterfeiting. I mean, they're making their currency out of silver, and the federal government makes theirs out of pot, metal, and paper.
At the time, I think the Liberty Dollar had a phone number or a website on it,
right.
And I mean, it was so clearly obvious that it was an alternative currency. And that was the whole point of the Liberty Dollar, was to introduce people to alternative currency. But they went in, they stole all of their money. They stole all of them. When I say money, I mean real money. I mean the value behind the Liberty Dollar. They stole millions of dollars worth of silver and gold and platinum, and they haven't given it back. There are several court cases in play. I think there's at least one or two from the Liberty Dollar against the federal government to try to get people their money back, including me. They stole some of my silver that was in a vault. And
me too.
And then there's also a lawsuit against the Liberty Dollar from the federal government, and Bernard von Nothaus has had to shut down his operation. I don't know if you saw that news, Mark, but the feds, because of the current court case, they've demanded that in order to let Bernard out of the federal jail, that he can no longer do anything that would promote the Liberty Dollar, basically, that would promote the sale of the Liberty Dollar. So he had to shut down his business. Maybe, hopefully, once all of this is resolved, who knows how long that's going to be? Federal court cases?
It's not like Bernard's a young man.
Another decade? Maybe then the Liberty Dollar will come back, but this is what happened to the man who dared take on the Federal Reserve. They came in with guns, and they stopped him. 800-259-9231. But that's okay, because we live in a free country, right? You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today. Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the Saturday edition, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Updates.freetalklive.com will get you on the list. Free, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Sent out an update today letting people know that it's voting time again. Once a month, we ask our listeners, and that includes everybody, whether they're listening on the radio or listening on the Internet, if you have access to the Internet, we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you just about a minute's time, maybe less than that. You only need your email address, and it's only used for verification purposes. Although Podcast Alley, to be, they did send out a newsletter all of a sudden, out of nowhere. They did send out a newsletter. And I went and unsubscribed from said newsletter, but I don't know if that was, I don't know if they ever said they would never do something like that, but to my knowledge, they've never sold the email addresses to anyone. So head on over to vote.freetalklive.com, and your email address should be protected from spammers. Again, vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. Let's go to your phone calls. Jason is in Florida listening to WFTL on the East Coast. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing tonight, guys?
What's on your mind?
I listened to the news break in between your show here, and they mentioned we lost three more troops over there in Afghanistan, and it made me think about Sally Field about a year ago when she made her passion plea at some award show condemning President Bush that to bring the boys home. I'm curious, have you heard or wonder when Sally Field and other people from Hollywood will come out and start condemning President Obama for increasing troop strength in Afghanistan and not bringing the boys home?
That is a great question.
Yeah, you know, this is where they the Democrats fall flat on their faces. They talk peace and flowers during when they're not in power, but when they are, they're just as likely to employ the military to do what the heck they want them to do.
Kind of like how the government or the Republicans talk about small government when they're not in power, and then they employ the government to do whatever they want to do when they get in. So, yeah, it's
there
a great point.
Obama has killed 4,000 people just in Afghanistan.
What are some of the excuses? I mean, when you ask someone who voted for Obama for the whole peace purpose, when you point out that he's still killing people, what do they say to that? How does the cognitive dissonance kick in for them, and what words spew from their mouths to excuse the violence that's going on that they supported without knowing they were going to be supporting it? Now they're actually supporting it, and
right. They've got the bumper sticker that says Obama with the little peace sign in it. I mean, what are they thinking?
Have you actually had any conversations, Jason, with people to where you've heard what they've said?
Yes, I have. I pointed out, I said, how's President Obama working out for you? And I can't tell you how many people I've met, personal friends, that did vote for President Obama, not because they really liked the guy. It was more of an anti-Bush, anti-McCain vote.
Mm-hmm.
But as they already have buyer's remorse. They regret their decision. They're
That's
sick
good.
Over what's going on there. And also, too, being here in South Florida, Israel South down here, bagel capital of Florida here, so many Jewish people who voted for Obama, they're sick. I mean, here's a president who's been over and flown over the Middle East, what, two or three times already? Doesn't have time to stop in and have a cup of tea with Netanyahu. So, I mean, a lot of people are very upset with the fact that...
Well, those are people that are, at least those people you're talking to have intellectual honesty to where they've been able to look back and say, I was duped. But are you running across...
What's the percentage of diehard, like, for example, you got Republican wackos, you got Democrat wackos. What percentage within each party is, no matter what the president does, says, or acts, they're still going to defend him and support him? And what do you think? More and more people are getting more independent thinkers. I think shows like yours are starting to make people think that.
I would like to believe that, but I don't have any evidence that shows that. That would be a wonderful poll to hire Gallup to do or something and actually find out how many. That's a great question, and I don't know if it's ever been asked before. How many people are the true believers that will just make excuses and cover up whatever is going on, not pay attention to all the naughty things that that are obviously happening? What percentage within any of those groups will follow them off the cliff?
That question, I think, would be what, no matter if it's a senator in power in your district or if it's the president of the United States, it's, for example, let's take President Obama because he's there now, and there's still people going to support him regardless of what he does. What if he was to come out and say, you know what, just to show that I'm showing the love for the world, we want to get along with our Muslim brothers, he says, you know what, just to make it fair, we're going to insist that we close some churches in the United States so we can open up more mosques to show that we love everybody on all over the planet. Do you think there would be more diehard Democrats that would defend something like that, or they would start thinking to themselves, you know what, I should have read that book when he said he would stand with his Muslim brothers? And how many...
I think it's a pretty ludicrous scenario.
It's a crazy scenario,
what could he do that people say, you know what, this guy's really screwing the pooch here?
Well, I've got to ask this question, is what could Bush have done that would have chased some Republicans? I mean, what more could Bush have done to chase Republicans away? I mean,
this is the thing that's driving me bananas. At the very end of his term, when he signed that multi-billion-dollar bailout to save the guys on Wall Street, and then right after President Obama comes in, he signs another one for the same group of guys. So the thing that's just maddening is, here you have President Bush, and that's where I lost it right there when he did the bailout for Wall Street and the banks.
It took you that long?
Tenure, but then you see President Obama come in, he does the same thing.
Sure. This is really what we have to choose from, and it stinks. I mean, you've got Stalin on one side, you got Hitler on the other.
I don't choose either.
Who am I supposed to pick between?
I don't choose either.
Vote doesn't count anyway. anyway, because it's an all or nothing situation with the voting, and only 54 votes really count in America for president. Because
I choose non-cooperation. I choose to no longer obey the federal government. I am not a part of the federal government. I'm not interested in what they do, and I'm not interested in funding it. That's my choice.
But to what level can you do that? You were talking about before the last break about the Liberty Dollar. That guy's been shut down at FBI gunpoint. At what level? I mean, you can refuse to cooperate with the federal government, but to what level do you say, you know what, if I do this, I'm getting locked up? Yeah,
60 million Americans don't. 60 million Americans don't pay their income taxes.
But not my income taxes, and I certainly don't pay them because I refuse to obey these people. I don't agree with this, and I don't believe in this silly nonsense called the social contract, which some talk show host this morning tried to get me to believe in and admit that there is such a thing. It's just it's a mass delusion, I think was the terms I used this morning. It's insane to believe that just because you popped out of your mom's your mother several years ago that you're somehow obligated to follow the arbitrary diktats of people you don't even know.
But they've been dead for two centuries.
Take your example, guys. You just said you refuse to pay federal income tax. Okay, 60 million Americans don't do that. Okay, follow that through to the next level. What happens if you or one of those people get called on a tax audit, you're standing in front of an IRS agent and say, you know what, pal, you don't pay this, we're locking you up. What do you do then?
I think the first thing I would do is I'd say that I'm going to use my Fifth Amendment right and not incriminate myself. I'm not going to give you any papers, sir.
I'm not going to their audit.
I don't feel any obligation to give you any evidence.
Show me the obligation. Go ahead. Show me the obligation to pay, and don't give me any nonsense about the social contract. And don't show me your laws either.
The greatest films out there have to do with the fact that the IRS, the federal income tax, isn't a legal tax. That's been proven with.
I don't care if it's legal. See, that's the thing. I don't care if it is legal. I don't care if they've got all the words written down on paper that make it illegal for their system. I never consented to their system in the first place. And so if they can't show me my obligation to pay them, then I'm not going to do it, which means they may put me in a jail cell.
But from a practical standpoint, if you don't have a nationally syndicated radio show, you're not Willie Nelson and you're not Wesley Snipes. The federal government doesn't have time to come after you. They just don't. The average wage earner doesn't pay a whole bunch in compared to the big guys. Those are the ones that they would be after in the first place. They don't have enough IRS agents to go after 60 million people. If another 60 million told them, hey, take these forms, stick them in your butt, that'd be it for the federal for the IRS.
I absolutely agree with that. Any other thoughts?
If Ron Paul, before you go on, Ron Paul said that if we were to get rid of the – in 2008 when he ran for president, if we were to get rid of the IRS, that the federal government would shrink down to 1997 sizes. Well, wasn't the government too big in 1997 anyway?
Jason, last 10 seconds, go.
Okay, thanks, man. I appreciate the show. Keep it up. You're fighting a good fight.
Well, I understand that, and I thank you for the call. I don't like the fighting terminology.
We're standing for liberty.
Yep, I'm done fighting. I'm just going to live like a free man, and if they want to fight with me, I'm not going to fight back. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. It's just about living free with other people who feel the same way. That's what we're doing.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Chews for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Chews for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, Saturday edition. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features those other talk show hosts charge you for their websites. Ours is free, so enjoy it, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. Get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever worried that you're not getting what you're supposed to get out of your multivitamin, I've been taking a new one. It's called Chews for Health Superfruit Complex. It's chewable. This facilitates digestion. It includes fruits and berries and all the vitamins you need. It has tremendous health-enhancing qualities and contains hundreds of naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, amino acids, enzymes, essential fatty acids, fiber, and phytonutrients. You can get a free week by going by calling 1-800-219-8874. All you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. 800-219-8874. It's Choose for Health.
All right, 800-259-9231 is our number. We'll take your calls and go ladies first to Brooke, calling from the road. Brooke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
there.
I'm calling with Freedom Ride 2009. I'm traveling around the country with my friend Kat Pratt, and we are doing social demonstrations at every major stop. And I got into quite a bit of trouble yesterday.
Really?
What happened?
I was at the Georgia Guidestones, and I decided it would be a good idea to dig up the time capsule there because I wanted to see what was in it.
I bet that went well.
Well, I was going to park nearby and hide my car so that if they came up and had a shovel in my hand, I could, like, ditch the shovel and not have my car there. When I was, I found this abandoned building to park in, and I was in the barn, and I all of a sudden I hear, "Come out with your hands up!" I had three cops with guns pointed at me.
Wow. Now, what is the Georgia Guidestones? Is that public property?
It's public. It belongs to the county. It was referenced on Endgame by Alex Jones, and it's supposed to be 10 guides for living. Except that the top one says that the population should not rise above 500,000, and the second one references the importance of eugenics. So
that's a little scary. So you'd gone there to dig up a time capsule, and
before we go on, I don't think everybody knows what eugenics means. Eugenics is killing off people you don't like. Whether they're Jewish or retarded or Indian, all these things have happened to all these people.
So were you charged with something? Hello? Brooke? Did we lose Brooke? Brooke is gone.
They finally got her.
Brooke, are you there? Going once. Brooke going twice. Okay. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll hear back from her. 800-259-9231. Presuming that was a cell phone error. Let's go to Barbara, also lady caller in Florida. Barbara, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, hello, Barbara. I'm sorry. I think I have that Mexican. I have this cold. So anyway, I read this book by Harry S. Dent Jr. Called The Great Depression Ahead, mm-hmm. and it's very interesting. And he's claiming through the application of demographics that by the mid of 2010 we're going to be in this depression and 11 and 12 and all that stuff, and there'll be a great excess of excess death of the illegal aliens from this country, and it's going to be, it's really very interesting, and it's horrific, but he teaches you how to, how to benefit and boom in history through when we're going through this, depression ahead. So it's really kind of interesting.
Some people do very well during depressions. Obviously,
yeah,
people still need
point. Yeah.
People still need products and services. So there are some things that that do pretty well, and there are a lot of things that'll crash and burn because they were products of the bubble and they weren't really something that was necessary in the first
place. Yeah, and it is a great way to get rid of the immigrant population that might want to come to this nation. We just crash the economy and turn it into a police state, and they don't want to come anymore.
Yeah, you're going to get rid of a lot of regular people who aren't. So-called illegal immigrants as well. You're also going to get rid of anybody that wanted to come here for a visit.
Everybody's welcome through the front door. I mean, I welcome everyone, but I don't welcome.
Well, wait. Now, when you say front door, you mean when you say front door, you mean blind obedience to the arbitrary demands of federal bureaucrats, right?
Well, all I know is that I'm law-abiding, and my people,
are you?
And your people were law-abiding.
Oh, really?
The laws back then, what did they do? They took you to Ellis Island, they screwed up your name, they kicked you out the door.
Yeah. Have you ever sped?
No, if they came in with a cold like mine, they'd turn you around and ship you back to Europe.
They did not ship anyone back.
No.
The only people they shipped back were the Jews that were trying to escape Hitler in, I think it was 39. They made sure they went back and got gassed.
But back in the 1800s, that wasn't really happening, to my understanding. You could land, and people wouldn't even know you'd landed back then. So you claim that you're law-abiding. You claim you're law-abiding. Have you ever, maybe fudged a little bit on your taxes?
Never.
No? Have you ever sped?
I'm what? I'm sorry?
Have you ever sped in your car or truck?
What's that?
Have you ever sped?
Gone too
speeding?
Fast.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that means.
Speeding in your car?
You've never.
You've never sped. Okay, have you ever drank?
We found the one woman who has never broken the law in the United States.
Have you ever drank under the age of 21?
Well, that was, she probably
wasn't.
Well,
when you mean drank, I had a glass of wine or two.
Wine under the age of 21?
Yeah.
Sorry, you're busted. You're an illegal. You're an illegal.
I wanted to address something else.
How does it feel? You can address something in a moment. How does it feel to be illegal, ma'am? Ma'am, I'm going to let you say what you want to say, okay? But I want to ask you, how does it feel?
You're not letting me say what I want.
Yes, I am. I've had you on the whole segment. How does it feel to be illegal?
I'm not illegal.
Okay, you just keep telling yourself that. What's your next point?
You said 21. I didn't break the law. I was 18 when I had those drinks.
Was it legal to drink at 18?
Yes, it was. Where did I come from?
Oh,
I'm not
where you
my
come
age,
from?
But it was 18, sir. So I
see.
Didn't break the law. I chose not to. I chose to obey it.
So what should we do with all the Americans that have? I've drank below the age of 21, and I'm proud of it. My uncle gave me some beer when I was about 8.
And I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I smoked a lot of marijuana, and I'm proud of that.
I didn't take drugs because I chose not to.
Good for you.
Marijuana's not a drug.
Raised. I saw the goofballs around me when I was a kid, and I made up my mind I wasn't going to turn out like them.
Because everybody that does drugs is a goofball, right?
You have freedom of choice. You're an adult at 21.
I was an adult
at 21 months.
800-259-9231. Oh, you're still there, huh? Okay, so what is your other point that you wanted to make?
What I wanted to ask was, what about this health care policy that this dictator is trying to apply?
Well, you'll just do whatever they want you to, won't you? You'll be a good little law-abiding citizen.
As long as it's the law, it's okay.
Yeah, whatever they do, whatever they force on you, you'll do it.
I try never to break the moral law. I obey God's laws.
Well, I think that it's moral that free people should be able to cross borders into free countries freely. Isn't that moral?
If they have certain laws, it's moral to obey their laws.
Then it's moral to do whatever Barack Obama says.
If you're not someone who's coming in with a nuclear bomb and they're to blow them up, they have a right to determine that.
So
the people with the nuclear bombs are the ones that are making that determination.
So you are advocating then. Let me see if I've got this straight, Barbara. You're advocating that people should obey every single law that man writes
the
down.
No, moral law. I wouldn't obey the laws that Adolf Hitler put down. The first thing he did was suspend freedom of speech.
And
took away their guns.
Yes. Is it moral
to? The Germans would rise up against them. But he didn't touch Switzerland, did he? Because the Swiss citizens and the laws, they had guns.
That's all correct.
Army right there in Switzerland.
I agree with you there, Barbara. I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you there. But what you're saying is that it's moral to put millions of Americans behind bars for not hurting other people.
How do you say those? They most certainly do hurt you when they come in with TB 1 and 2 and Mexican flu.
No.
And they come in, the one-third of all the prisoners in the jail in this country happens to be illegal.
I wasn't even talking. Madam,
and
I wasn't even talking about immigrants. You jumped to a conclusion.
You mean they're not hurting when they take away a job?
Barbara,
first of all,
you are economically ignorant. Thank you for the call. Thank you. Bye-bye. You are economically ignorant. They don't take away jobs. They create jobs because when people come to the economy, they have a demand as well as they create a demand as well as a supply. And so those people are mouths to feed, and those are people that would like to be entertained, and they need somewhere to live and that sort of thing. So there are jobs created for them as they come here. That's
all
how the economy expands.
The old signs that say dogs and Irishmen keep off the grass. Yeah. This is the same complaint that was going on in the last century with Irishmen, Italians, all of our forefathers that came here. And now we put laws up that say, well, you can't come in until you've spent 10 years filling out our paperwork and pay us thousands of dollars. That makes it moral?
She also jumped to a conclusion. I wasn't even referencing immigrants when I was talking about millions of Americans who are peaceful behind bars. I was talking about drug users. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.